What do you call a child who tells on a classmate to the teacher? A tobacco company insider who reveals that companies knew about addictive nicotine? A computer temp who leaks documents to the media about government surveillance programs? What do you call them? Well, one label is whistleblower. A rough definition is that these are people who provide information from the inside of companies or governments or classrooms. This information often is something that wouldn't otherwise come out. Remember the child, the company insider, and the computer temp? These examples remind us that context matters when we think about whether whistleblowing seems like a good or a bad thing. Do we want more of it? Do we want less? It depends in part on the importance of the information, how hard it is to get otherwise, and competing worries on the other side. The U.S. Supreme Court has to address this kind of question in an upcoming case. The case is Department of Homeland Security versus McLean. The case was argued in front of the Supreme Court in early November 2014, and a decision will come out before next summer. In this case, the Supreme Court has to balance the values of whistleblowing with big concerns about safety and terrorism and national security. In other words, the context for whistleblowing matters. The parties agree about the facts. McLean was a federal air marshal who worked for the Transportation Security Administration. This agency, the TSA, is part of the Department of Homeland Security. In 2003, the TSA was briefed about a potential plot to hijack U.S. airliners. Soon after that briefing, the air marshals were told that some of their flight missions were canceled. They found out through an unencrypted text message sent to their cell phones. McLean later explained that he thought that the suspension of these missions during a hijacking alert created a danger to the flying public. He notified his supervisor. He notified someone in the Inspector General's office. Nothing happened. He then took the text message and his concerns to the media. It hit headline news, and McLean even appeared in disguise on TV. In other words, he blew the whistle. What happened next? After some controversy, the TSA reinstated the canceled flight missions. Success! But for McLean, there was a downside. The TSA fired him because his contact with the reporter violated TSA rules prohibiting, quote, unauthorized disclosure of sensitive security information, unquote. There is a statute that potentially protects McLean, the Whistleblower Protection Act. Part of the fight in the Supreme Court is about the language of that statute. Was McLean's action specifically prohibited by law? Did an agency regulation count as law? What did Congress mean by law? But the argument in this case is also about the underlying stakes. On one side, the Department of Homeland Security argues that federal employees may gravely endanger public safety if they are protected when they disclose agency information. The other side argues that protecting whistleblowers promotes public safety. For example, an amicus brief from former U.S. government officials argues that whistleblower protection strengthens national security by providing transparency and accountability in government agencies. How do we balance these stakes? We'll soon see what the Supreme Court says. This is Verity Winship.